Poet, essayist, and translator John Chardy was born 85 years ago today. He wrote over 40 books, including Homeward to America and Lives of X, and he attracted a new audience in the mid-1970s when he became a commentator for National Public Radio. John Chardy died in 1986, but he's not forgotten. In fact, we want to remember. So here is one of his seasonally appropriate pieces from the NPR archive.
Hello again. This is John Chardy with a word for you, and let it be Jimmies. Jimmies, as I hope some of our listeners remember, are chocolate bits of about the diameter of spaghettini to sprinkle on ice cream, especially on an ice cream cone. I was born in 1916 in Boston, and from the time I was able to run to the local ice cream store clutching my first nickel, which must have been around 1922... no ice cream cone was worth having unless it was liberally sprinkled with Jimmies. They are still in more or less common use, though they are now commonly called sprinkles. Now, was that term entirely local to Boston? I positively recall an early Anthony Quinn movie, would that have been about 1940, in which he ordered an ice cream cone and added, "Give me a lot of Jimmies." So the term had at least made it to Hollywood. Yet though it was a native, common, and even essential word of my greedy generation, I cannot find it listed in any of the dozen most commonly used American dictionaries. Nor is it noted by Midford M. Matthews in his Dictionary of Americanisms, nor does Mencken touch upon it. Dictionaries, one discovers, copy one another. By some mischance, Jimmies was not picked up by the dictionary makers, and so it was not there to be copied and transmitted by others. Yet, within my lifetime, there was no soda fountain that did not have its container of Jimmies to be sprinkled on the ice cream cones of greedy children. A true bit of Americana. I can only guess that Jimmies was once a trade name for those chocolate bits, perhaps as far back as 1900. There are many professional associations of candy makers, and I wrote to all of them. None could help me except the National Confectioners Association of Chicago, which replied to inform me that Jimmies were, quote, chocolate decorative particles, end quote. Well, yes, they do decorate, but above all, let me insist, they taste. They also told me that these were first produced by Just Born Incorporated of Bethlehem, PA, on December 31, 1944. On February 16, 1966, the association further informs me, Just Born Incorporated filed under registration number 829873 to make Jimmies a registered trade name, and that application is still pending. But the association is in substantial error. The common American use of Jimmies for these particles goes back to at least 1920 and perhaps as far back as 1900. What happened, I suspect, is that the firm that first made Jimmies went out of business or let its registered trade name expire, and that many years later, Just Born Incorporated revived the name because it had some residual recognition value. This is John Chardy saying, may your chocolate cone never drip on your ice cream pants. And so much for this word ramble. Goodbye until the next time, and good words to you.
The late poet and radio commentator John Chardy. Today is the 85th anniversary of his birth.